先打开罗马书第十四章。
Romans chapter 14。
罗马书第十四章。
Romans chapter 14。
我们从第一节一直念到第三节。
Reading from verse 1 to 3。
罗马书第十四章第一念到第三节。信心软弱的，你们要接纳，但不要辩论所疑惑的事。有人信百物都可吃，但那软弱的人只吃蔬菜。吃的人不可轻看不吃的人，不吃的人不可论断吃的人，因为上帝已经收纳他了。我们大家一同来读。信心软弱的，你们要接纳，要接纳，但不要辩论所疑惑的事。有人信百物都可吃，但那软弱的只吃蔬菜。吃的人不可轻看不吃的人，不吃的人不可论断吃的人，因为上帝已经收纳他了。我们再次低头祷告，请李博士带领我们祷告。
父神，我们再次感谢你，你的话语何其宝贵。每一次当我们打开你话语的时候，接着圣灵的工作，接着仆人的讲解，我们就能够听，并且听得更多。我们恳求主，真的是把这话语深深地扎在我们的心里面，不但只扎在我们的心里面，使它能够活在我们的生活里面，并且能够开花，并且能够结果。再一次的把晚上机会交托在主的手里面，我们既然把这话语打开，求主打开我们的心，也打开你仆人的口，也打开我们的耳朵。奉主耶稣基督的圣名，阿门。
阿门。我们这个29号是礼拜几啊？还是拜一。 OK， 好。我们上个礼拜在这里讲的第一节
，Last week we explored the first verse，
也是十四章已经开始了。
And also the beginning of chapter 14。
十四章有一个很特别的意念在里面。
Chapter 14 there's a very important concept in it。
就是保罗给我们开了一条应当有容忍态度的这个属灵的康庄大道。
That is Paul opened a spiritual wide way for us, so that we have accommodating heart for people.
什么叫做容忍呢
？What about patient accommodation？
这个是在十八世纪很重要的一个宗教课题。
On the 18th century, this is a very important topic.、啊、
这个课题在英国一个大哲学家的论文里面提出来讨论。
And a great philosopher in UK, he brought it out.
是谁写这个论文呢
？Who is the one who wrote this thesis？
是 John Locke.
John Locke.
John Locke 写这个论文的时候
，John Locke when he wrote this discourse，
他把题目叫做 on tolerance，
on tolerance
就是对别人的容许
，to be tolerant to people，
对别人的宽容
，to be accommodating to people，
也就是保罗在这里说的接纳别人。
It is what Paul said here to accept others。
那么这一段的圣经呢，保罗用两次差不多同样的名词。
Here Paul used about two equal and same terms。
你要接纳那些有怀疑的人。
You must accept those who are skeptical。
也就是他的信仰程度跟你不一样。
That is the degree of faith is different from yours。
第三节说，因为上帝已经收纳他。
And the second is that God has accepted him。
所以这里告诉我们，容忍不等于是妥协。
Which means to be tolerating, not that you want to compromise。
容忍是一种美德
And it's a good virtue to the tolerance.
所以基督徒已经学习了神的爱
We Christians learn the love of God.
我们就应当接纳弟兄
So we may accept brothers.
弟兄跟我们不一样
So brothers are different from us.
但是他还是弟兄
But he is still brothers.
他们的程度没有到我们这里
Even though his degree is not as myself.
他们可能会进步
But they can progress.
三岁的孩子可能变成四岁、五岁、六岁
A one of 3 years old can grow to 4, 5, 6.
所以你已经达到了。
So you have reached.
不等于别人达不到。
It doesn't mean that other cannot reach.
别人还没有达到的。
If other have not reached yet.
不等于永远达不到。
It doesn't mean that eternally don't reach.
没有一个人。
Not a single one.
可以因为你的程度比别人高就轻看别人。
They can despise others because others are less in degree as compared to you.
正像我们
Just like us.
没有一个人
Not a single one.
可以因为别人的程度比我们高而妒忌别人。
That we can be jealous of others because their degree is higher than we do.
妒忌比我高的
When you're jealous of others are better.
更轻看比我低的
Or to despise others are worse than us.
都是犯了同样的罪。
You've committed the same kind of thing.
就是以己为中心对别人的排斥。
Using yourself as a center, you exclude others.
排斥别人
When you exclude others,
绝对不是爱的行动
It is not an action of love.
排斥别人
When you want to exclude others,
绝对不是弟兄相爱 的这个精神。
It is a spirit of loving one another as brothers.
我们对别人
，we to others，
应当有个接纳的态度。
We must have the attitude of acceptance.
那么这个接纳不是外表。
And to accept not to outwardly.
嬉皮笑脸是可以了，可以了。
Only to laugh to smile outwardly, we say we can accept you.
不是讲客套。
Not to talk about good things only.
不是做礼仪。
Not only as a manner.
乃是一个从内心的深处把心宽宏大量开张起来，让别人在你心灵的深处有地位。
But deep in your heart, you want to broaden and widen the heart so that others to place in your heart.
所以接纳弟兄
，so to accept your brothers
是一个很重要、很重要的基督教的美德。
It is a very important Christian good virtue.
那么在社会上应当也是如此。
So in the society, it's the same thing.
所以孔子说什么呢
？What did Confucius say?
君子和而不同。
And this for this gentleman, they are in harmony. They can be different.
小人。同而不合
but as to these lowly people, they can be agreeing with you, but not in harmony.
这句话是把人类的两个层次或者两种本质呢，把它显露出来。
So actually, it manifests the two different kind of essence of people.
孔子的君子小人论
Confucius talk about gentlemen and those lowly people.
跟圣经的教训是相当契合的，
but,
非常吻合的。
But as to the teaching of the Bible, they are quite in harmony.
但是很多基督徒甚至做了教会领袖，还是一种小人的一种人。
But for many Christians, even they become leaders, they're still like those lowly people.
我只能举几个例子，就是。
I want to bring an example to you.
小人求诸人，君子求诸己。
You know, for these lowly people, they demand from others, for the gentlemen, they demand on themselves.
对别人要这样要那样，很严格的要求。
So they very stringently demand on other people.
对自己呢，从来放松，没有原则，没有严格的要求，随便赦免，随便宽恕自己。
But as to himself, he don't have don't demand on himself very strictly. He only forgive himself easily.
但是君子不是如此。
But gentlemen are different.
君子对自己严格的要求。
Because gentlemen demand very highly on themselves.
对自己非常守纪律。
And also he is well disciplined.
对自己有原则性的管束。
To himself, he control himself with principle.
不随便妥协。
He do not make compromises.
但对别人的错误呢
？But to others' mistakes,
他肯了解。
He can understand.
对别人的软弱
，to others' weaknesses,
肯扶持。
They can support
对别人的无知
to others' ignorance
肯开导
they can teach them
对自己很严谨
to
对别人很放松
to himself is very stringent to others is very loose
对自己用公义对待
he will use righteousness to deal with himself
对别人用爱心忍耐
but to others he use love to be patient
这种人格是伟大的人
this is a great personality
我们的主就是这样
our Lord is such
所以当耶稣被卖的那一晚
so at the time when our Christ was betrayed
他们到克西马尼去抓他
When they went to Gethsemane to arrest him
主耶稣知道今天受苦的日子已经来了
Jesus knows that this is a night whereby he is going to suffer
这是耶和华所定的日子我们要在其中欢乐
This is the day that the Lord has made we may rejoice in it
所以耶稣讲什么话呢
What did Jesus say?
既然如此
Since so
就让他们走吧
Let them go
他知道他的门徒不可能跟他一样受苦
He knows that his disciples cannot be like him suffering
因为程度不够
Because they are different degrees
你要抓我
You want to arrest me
你要定我的罪
You want to condemn me
处死我
You want to deal with me
你要把我挂在十字架上
You want to hang me on the cross
我去吧我顺服因为这是真
的 I will go I will obey because it's the will of God
那就让我这些门徒去吧
But let my disciples go
他是心活的宽敞
He is with broad hearted
我们的主以君子的态度
Our heart our God with aheart of this gentleman
对待弟兄
and deal with his brothers
今天教会里面很多人不是如此
today in the church different
我们用小人的态度对待同样蒙耶稣宝血救赎的
we use a very lowly attitude to deal with those who are redeemed with the same blood of Christ Jesus
所以孔子说呢
Confucius said
君子求诸己小人求诸人
and this for the gentlemen they demand on themselves for the mean people they demand on others
我举第二个例子
second example
孔子说呢小人欲以利君子欲以义
and this Confucius said that these the lowly people will only concentrate on the profits but these gentlemen will concentrate on justice
那是义人那些君子
those righteous people those gentlemen
注重正义公义的伦理
They only place emphasis on the ethics of justice.
小人不是如此。
But for the mean people,
他只注重对我有利的在哪里，有利他向前冲，有害他向后退。
The thing that will make profit, I will rush off it, but if it's not, then I will retreat.
他做人不讲义理，不讲义气，不讲公义，道德的行为。
He doesn't talk about righteousness, justice.
这个是小人跟君子的分别。
This is different from mean people and the gentleman.
第三个例子我刚才讲了。
The third example is,
小人同而不合。
For the mean people, they are the same, but they are different and not in harmony.
君子呢，和而不同。
But for the gentlemen, they are in harmony, they may be different.
什么叫做和而不同呢？
What if I live in harmony even though they are different?
我用英文来表达 to agree with our disagreement.
那么同意不同意？
我们有不同的地方不要紧。
Even though we have differences,
我们还是彼此尊重。
While we respect each other,
我们有不同的意见。
Even though we have different ideas,
还是和平相处。
While we can live in harmony.
我今天呢看了今天的社会，特别在广播电台里看到的人与人之间自己的利害关系，自己的这一饭碗的关系，比是不是真理的关系是摆到更重要的。
But today in the society, in the broadcasting, company, I will see the people place this, their own benefit better than truth.
我说我是搞神学的。
I say I'm a theologian.
我讲基督教的信仰。
When I talk about Christian thoughts,
一句话都没有污蔑别的宗教。
I will not also put to insult other religion.
我当然有自由讲我要讲。
Of course, I'm free to say.
差不多，如果你是回教徒，讲回教好就没问题。如果你是基督教，讲基督最好不要讲。
I say, they say that if you're Islam, you talk about good in Islam, then it's okay. But as a Christian, you don't have to talk about good about Christianity.
马上使我想起孔子讲的话。
So immediately this confusing thing come to my mind.
前三天我在印尼，也是广播电台的来与我这个 interview.
So 3 days ago in Indonesia, also the broadcaster came and interview me.
他们问我到底看到什么叫做宗教间的和谐。
And according to your thinking, what's the harmony among religion?
因为有一些回教徒，他们坐船到基督教的地区上岸去杀人。
Because some of these Muslims, they'll go to the Christian territory and kill.
有一些军人把枪借给他们，他们就开枪杀死基督徒。
And also some of these army will lend them also this weapon, they'll kill them.
那么基督徒忍耐到没有办法忍耐，就杀回去。
But as for Christians, they tolerate until they cannot do anymore, they'll fight back.
人家就是争宗教之间战争了。
So they say that the religion have war now.
那么制造假的消息。
And to create fake news.
毁谤基督教。
And to slander Christians.
所以这件事情把印尼在联合国，在世界各国最标榜的宗教和谐、最漂亮的那个形象完全毁坏了。
So this image of Indonesia that portrayed harmony among religions for a long time now have been destroyed.
有一个印尼的牧师在这个 Boston University 拿宗教博士的时候。
So when the Indonesian pastor got a PhD in religion in Boston University.
他这个的论文就是讲印尼独特的宗教和谐。
And also his thesis discussed on the uniqueness of the religious harmony in Indonesia.
等到最近有许多宗教之间相残杀的事情，他羞愧到无地自容。
But because recently there is this fighting and killing among religions, he feels ashamed.
他对我说呢，我写的博士论文等于废纸了。
You see, I've written this PhD dissertation is like just a white paper.
印尼建国五原则里面的社会公益和我们的宗教和谐的事情根本不能经得起考验。
And with the five principles of the establishment of the nation of Indonesia now cannot test it.
所以报馆的人三天以前问我的时候。
And also when the newspaper came to me 3 days ago.
照你看，宗教可以不可以和谐？
According to you, can religion live in harmony?
我是可以的。
Of course, yes.
就是每一个人可以有自己坚定的信仰，不必妥协，但是不要强迫别人跟从。
But everyone can have firm faith without this compromise, but do not force others to believe in that religion.
人有自由信仰宗教，不是政府给的。
We have the freedom to believe in religions, not given by the government.
人对宗教信仰的自由权是上帝起初就赋予人的。
The right of freedom of religion is what God has given to us.
所以我尽量把我的宗教教义讲清楚。
So I want to expound on religion clearly.
你要信不要信是你的自由。
Whether you want to believe or not to believe is your own freedom.
你听的时候我讲是我的自由。
So when you listen, I preach, I can preach freely.
你不同意你就讲你宗教多么好是你的自由。
If you disagree, you can say how good the religion is, and that's a freedom.
如果你讲完了，我的会友跑去信你的宗教，我也不勉强。
If after your preaching, my this member go and believe in a religion, I cannot say anything.
宗教的选择权。
Because the right of choice of religion,
那些文明的政府都不敢否定。
Even the civilized government cannot deny that.
不是 even all the civilization.
All the civilized government cannot deny that.
Even the non-civilized, they still appreciate.
就算不是文明，不文明的也会欣赏。
所以共产主义的国家，
所有的 communist country，
自己要承认信宗教的自由。
They have to acknowledge the freedom of religion.
不过他们加上一句，也有反宗教的自由。
But they added one statement, also have the freedom to oppose.
他们以为这样平衡才叫做自由。
They thought that to balance that's called freedom.
但是这个不能避的。
But something you can avoid.
所以呢？在中华人民共和国的宪法里面
So in the Constitution of People's Republic of China
信教是自由的
It's free to believe
反教也是自由的
And the oppose also is free
18岁以下的你不可以向他传宗教
Those who are below 18 you cannot preach any religion to them
很可惜的他们自己18岁以下的人都听政府都给他们传共产主义
But pitiful enough those who are below 16 that they preach them communism
所以这个是用不义的原则来处理事情
So this is why they use this oneness to deal with matters
亲爱的弟兄姐
My dear brothers and sisters
今天我们要谈的容忍的问题
Today we're going to talk about tolerance
什么叫做同而不合
What am I to be this the same but also in harmony
相同的看法
But you have the same idea
相同的一个党
And same party,
相同的一个理想
same ideology,
继续斗
but continue to fight,
这就是小人
That's called mean people,
不同的观念
but in differentness,
不同的信仰
in different belief,
不同的文化背景
in after different cultural background,
彼此尊重
but you want to respect each other,
这个叫做君子
and that's called gentleman,
所以呢，君子的观念
and the concept of gentleman,
包含有广大心怀容忍与我不同人的看法与我同时存在的这一种这个态度
It includes the attitude of broad-heartedness to live together with those people who are different from you too
为什么18世纪 John Locke 突然间写这一篇很重要的宗教论文
Why is it on the 18th century John Locke suddenly wrote this important treatise
因为当时甚至在基督教的社会里面都有欺压不同派系很凶闷很残酷的行
为 Because even at that time in the society Even among Christians They oppress and suppress those who are different from themselves
在法国特别是对不同意见的人产生了很凶很恨那是个报复行为
In France they take fierce revenge of those who feel who disagree with the people
法国革命以前
You know before the French Revolution
宗教裁判所
And also this called the
Inquisition,
the Inquisition, sorry,
他们专门逼迫与他们信仰不同的教义。
The Inquisition actually oppressed those who are different from themselves.
那这件事呢
？And this thing,
从严格的神的旨意来说
，from the will of God,
我们应当有某一些的认同。
We might have some kind of agreement.
但是
，but then,
从人与人的关系来谈
，from human relationship,
有一些很难接受的地方。
Something they can accept.
所以如果你到西班牙去
，if you go to Spain,
在这个马德里
，in Madrid,
有一个中世纪 Inquisition 的这个宗教裁判所的广场。
There is a square, the Inquisition Square.
把那些反对天主教的
，those who oppose Catholicism，
怎么样吊死
？How they were hanged？
怎么样绞死
？How they were squeezed？
怎么样分尸而死
？How they were torn into pieces？
这是很可怕的
，It's something terrible.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为那些相信人借着福音可以得救
，Because they believe that only through gospel you can be saved.
就被处死了
，So they were killed.
在法国大革命的时候
，At the time of French Revolution，
反过来。
And the other way,
是无神论的人逼迫有神论的人。
It's an atheist that persecuted the one with believing God.
甚至有很多归正宗 reform 的这个基督徒。
Even many of the reformed Christians,
在一个晚上里面
，in one single night,
受法国皇帝的欺骗。
And they were cheated by this emperor.
我们今天要接纳你们。
They want to accept you.
你们可以跟天主教徒享受同样的基本人权。
You as a Catholic, you can enjoy the basic human rights.
法国皇帝、法国的政权也承认你们的宗教自由。
And the French Emperor and the government will acknowledge your rights.
所以有一些教会的领袖高兴得不得了。
So some church leader was so happy.
说上帝开路了。
He said God opened a way for us.
政府已经可以我们信我们的新教了。
The government allows us to believe our own religion.
我亲自受到请帖。
And I have invited that I have received the invitation.
请所有基督徒参加皇帝欢迎我们进入他们阵营的这个整个王宫接受我们的宴会。
And also this feast thrown by the emperor having the invitation to all people to go to the palace.
那时法国有几十万归正宗的会友。
And there were thousands and thousands of reformed Christians in France at the time.
那他们呢就去了。
And they went.
那一天参加宴会的有十万人，皇帝请客。
And on that single night, the emperor invited about 100,000 people.
接纳不同信仰的人。
And to accept those people with different religion.
给政府合法的承认。
And so they want to be legalized.
十万基督徒参加宴会。
So 100,000 Christians attended the feast.
他们甚感谢上帝。
And they were thanking God.
甚欢喜快乐。
And as they rejoice.
以为现在他们可以堂堂。正正做基督徒。
They thought that now they can be a Christian openly.
原来骗局。
But it was a trap.
法国皇帝就差遣御军几万个人围绕着这些基督徒。
And also they sent the palace guard and surround them.
在他们宴会一半的时候，把十万人烧死。
So halfway through the feast, they burn and put arson to these people, burn them.
大火把他们烧死。
Burn them to death.
也横尸遍野。
So all the cause of life,
他们吃一餐付一条命。
So they eat only a feast, but then they pay with their life.
为什么只有十万人去？
Why only 10,000?
有一些人心里想，可能是骗局，所以不去。
Because some thought it might be a trap, so they didn't go.
有一些基督徒是很好，又好又笨一点。
Some are good Christian, but foolish Christian.
所以呢，以为每个人都不会骗。
So they thought that nobody would cheat us.
所以我们一定要在最单纯的中间，不要失去智慧。
But in simplicity, do not lose our wisdom.
我们在最有智慧的时候，不要失去单纯。
And as the time we are the wisest, do not lose our simplicity.
害人之心不可有。
Do not have heart to harm others.
防人之心不可无。
But also we got to guard ourselves against others.
那么欧洲那时候乱的一团。
At that time, this Europe was in chaos.
百科全书派的无神论哲学家。
And also the encyclopedic philosopher.
他们讲过一句话。
And they said this.
世界要和平吗？
For the world of peace,
就要把最后一个教士的肠拿出来。
Then you must take out the intestine of the last missionary.
去绞死世界上最后一个教皇，和平就来到了。
And also strangle even the last pope. 可以的 ，peace will come to the world.
你看那个仇恨已经到了骨髓的深处。
So this hatred come even to the marrow.
那个宗教所带来的困难大得不得了。
And the difficulty that run along with the Christianity is great.
那么哪一种宗教带这种困难来的
？So which kind of religion bring this kind of difficulty?
那些不真正明白圣经的教义。
And the church that doesn't truly understand the Bible.
那些只要讨好人为自己利益而不讲公义的人。
Only for those church that seek only for their own profit and gain not for the truth.
所以呢
，Because of that,
这些教士啊。
This kind of missionary,
讨好诸侯、贵族、君王同这个政府。
They want to please only the nobility, the government, the emperor.
与有钱有势的人狼奸、狼狈为奸。
So they want to work together with the wicked.
然后呢，去欺压穷人。
And oppress the poor.
所以这些穷人恨之入骨。
So this poor hate them so much.
那有的人也说呢，你们归正宗的教文也曾经烧死一个反对他教义。
Some also say that you reformed Calvinists also burned one who opposed.
啊，那是一件很特别的事情。
That's a very special event.
我不是要辩论，也不是要辩护。
I'm not going to defend or debate.
我要指出一件事。
Or to bring something up for you.
这个人叫做 Serventus.
Serventus name.
这个人呢，在还没有到日内瓦以前，已经被罗马天主教王处死。要烧死他们。
Serventus, before he comes to Geneva, he has been condemned to death by the Catholic Church.
那么，上帝正用教文在日内瓦建立归正的这个信仰的一个系统。
So God has used Calvin in Geneva trying to establish a system of reform theology.
他又来到处妖言惑众。
So he came to confuse the people.
所以结果呢，日内瓦议会讨论要不要。
So the council of Geneva discussed want to put him to death or not.
结果问教文。
So ask Calvin.
教文许可。
Calvin admitted.
因为在教会建立归正信仰的初心。
Because at the time of the beginning of reform, establishing the reform faith,
这个人是很危险的。
This man is dangerous.
所以我们现在分开来。
So we have to make a separation.
真理的缘故。
For the sake of truth.
征战到底。
I want to fight until the end.
因为我的这个立场的缘故。
Or because of my own position.
绝对不容忍不同意见的。
Absolutely will not accept those who have different views.
是两件不同的事。
It's a two different things.
今天早上我听新加坡徐牧师说。
This morning I heard Reverend Koh in Singapore say.
新加坡跟马来西亚的圣公会。
Singapore and Malaysia, the Anglican Church here,
已经正式宣布跟美国圣公会脱离关系。
Had officially severed relationship with the American Anglican Church.
是不是不容忍呢？
Is it because they are not tolerating?
不是。
No.
是因为持守真正的立场。
Because they want to pursue the real truth.
那么呢？为什么跟美国的圣公会脱离关系？
Why want a severe relationship with American Anglican Church?
美国的圣公会全国选票多数支持赞成。同性恋的这一个呢，会都可以继续做他们的领。
Because in America, this American Anglican Church have a poll and majority agree to ordain the Archbishop who is a homosexual.
所以新加坡跟马来西亚圣公会跟他们决裂，这不是不容忍，而是对真理的坚决的支持。
So in Singapore and Malaysia, the severe relationship with the Anglican Church and America, not because they are not tolerating, but because they want to stand on the truth.
到法国大革命的时候
，So at the time of French Revolution,
那些报复的人私仇公报，随便杀他们的仇敌，都用他们是为真理的名义来随意行动。
Those who take revenge out of their own selfish gain, but they put it in the name of the church.
所以呢，英国的这个。John Locke 就要写这一篇容忍的文章。
And that's why in Britain, this John Locke wants to write this treatise on the tolerance.
那你知道保罗是一个非常坚强的人。
You know that Paul is one who is so firm and strong.
他是绝不妥协的。
Absolutely, he will not compromise.
我们从两件事清楚看见他的这种个性。
From two things, we can see his character.
第一件事
，the first
就是他听见有人传。外邦人信耶稣不够，还要再受隔离才得救的事情。
The first when he heard that the Gentile for him to believe in Jesus not enough, they must be circumcised.
他就大发脾气
，so he got mad.
与他们大大纷争辩论
，so he debated with them.
这就是记载在《使徒行传》第十五章第一、第二节里面。
And that was recorded in this Acts 15 verse 1 and 2.
所以从这件事你看，保罗是铁面无私。是执行公义，绝不妥协，不寻情面的人。
So you can see that Paul is the one who is so firm, standing firm on the faith, will not compromise.
第二件事
，The second
是保罗有一天看见彼得为了怕犹太人就装假的时候，保罗就在当众面前责备彼得，你不可以这样做。
And you see that Paul, when he saw that Peter was pretending because he's afraid of the Jews, and Paul openly rebuked him.
为什么呢
？Why？
因为呢，彼得是整个基督教罪。最重要的这个领袖
，because Peter among all the apostles is one of the most important leaders.
他是耶稣基督亲自拣选门徒中间最举足轻重老前辈的地位。
And he is one especially selected by Christ Jesus, the one who is very important and elderly.
越重要的领袖，有一点虚假就可以影响整个教会跟他走同样的。
Because the most important leader, even the slightest mistake that they make, they can make the whole church deviate.
你们蒙召要做传道的人。
So you are called to be preachers.
注意听这些话。
Listen carefully.
如果你有一些虚假在中间，你不应当做领袖。
If you have some hypocrisy among you, you shouldn't be a leader.
耶稣基督在世界上最重的、最严正的责备，就是宗教领袖的虚假。
Because the most stern rebuke Christ Jesus issued is to those hypocrisy of the leaders.
你们假冒伪善的法利赛人，假冒伪善的律法师，假冒伪善的文士。你们有灾祸了。
Woe to you, your hypocritical Pharisee and the scribes.
如果耶稣基督对旧约所留下来的这些宗教领袖的虚假这么不客气，耶稣基督自己最重要的门徒虚假怎么可以呢
？If Christ is so stern for those teachers that come from the Old Testament, what about the one he has selected for himself?
所以呢，如果彼得也虚假，那等于呢，耶稣骂别人、责备别人，自己的门徒一样，那么就没不必有什么教可以传了。
If Christ Jesus were to rebuke those hypocrite Old Testament leaders, but he is the only leader, he doesn't rebuke them, he cannot preach the gospel at all.
圣灵感动保罗对彼得。他的前任他的前辈他的先锋比他更老资格的人做一个责备
So the Holy Spirit tasked the heart of Paul so they rebuild even his pioneer even his leader
感谢上
Praise God
这就是给我们看见有一些事当真你不可让。
So here we see that there's something they would fight.
所以保罗是这么坚强。
Paul was so firm.
这么有原则。
With principle.
这么不寻情面。
And also he doesn't give faces.
这么不肯妥协。
He doesn't compromise.
所以这一段圣经就好像违背了他的常人的个性的。
So as if this passage now is contradicting his personality.
你要接纳他们。
Accept them, he said.
那为什么保罗不要接纳那些受割礼才得救的理论呢？
Why is that Paul doesn't accept this kind of teaching that you must be circumcised before you're saved?
为什么保罗不要接纳彼得有一点虚假，因为他软弱嘛，他惧怕嘛。
Why doesn't he accept also Peter who is a bit weak and he was a hypocritic?
是不是保罗有精神分裂，人格双重呢？
Is it because this Paul has dual personality?
是不是保罗有个性朝秦莫楚，马上翻来翻脸的？
Or Paul is the one who changes day and night?
保罗是不是一个精神不稳定，是个性常常善变的人？
Or the one who changes so fast with the instability in the personality?
绝对不是。
Absolutely not.
有一次我在印尼一间很著名的基督教大学 Satyawacana 讲道以后，
There was one after my preaching in a very important university Satyawacana in Indonesia.
有一个很聪明的学生问一个问题，
A very famous student asked a question.
保罗是不是精神分裂的？
Paul, did he suffer from schizophrenia?
Was Paul schizophrenic?
Was Paul schizophrenic?
我说 How can you judge like that?
我说你怎么可以这么讲呢？
他怎么说呢？
What did he say?
因为保罗说，在罗马人中间，我就做罗马人。在希伯来人中，我就做希伯来。他变来变去，变色龙。他说
，He said, Paul, that among the Romans, he said, I'll be a Roman. Among the Jews, I'll be like a Jew. He's changing.
保罗讲那句话不是那个意思。
Paul did not say in that manner.
他是不是人前说人话，鬼前说鬼话
？He said, before God, he talked a good thing about God. Before the devil, he talked a good thing about devil.
鬼人碰头就无路可走了。
So when the two party meet, he can't escape.
保罗绝对不是那意思。
Absolutely not.
保罗的意思是说。
What Paul says,
当我向希利尼人传道的时候
When I preach to the Hellenists,
我也懂得他的思想
I want to know their mind
我可以穿着他的衣服
So that I can put on their clothing
照着他的风俗与他来往
According to their own tradition, I will befriend them
但我不能把希利尼的风俗带到犹太人中间来
I cannot bring the Hellenistic tradition among the Hebrews
所以今天如果你对非基督徒讲道
Today, if you're preaching to a non-Christian,
特别是对中国老古董的那一辈的思想的人讲道
and especially to those old ancient mind,
你可以不穿西装
you don't have to put on a Western coat.
中国从古至今没有一条领带在前面的
because in China, from ancient times to now, they don't have this tie.
林语堂说，
林语堂 said,
所有的动物尾巴都在后面，只有人做一条放在前面。
All animals have their tail at the back, only men make one for themselves in the front.
林语堂是中国哲学家。
You know, 林语堂 is a Chinese philosopher.
是牧师的孩子。
And he is the son of pastor.
是中西文化都精通的人。
And also is well studied in among the Western and the Oriental,
西方公认的中国幽默大师。
And also he is considered as a humorist by the West.
牧师的孩子。
And the son of pastor.
一生反对基督教。
In the whole life he opposed Christianity.
到最后几年结果信主。
In the final few years, he accepted Christ.
完全不明白归正神学。
But he doesn't know about Reform theology.
啊，求主赦免他就是。
God forgive him.
啊，我现在不谈个人的这个他们的这个传记。
So we're not talking about 林语堂 now.
But 林语堂说这句话。
But 林语堂 said that.
所以中国人根本不觉得必须要有一条东西尾巴在前面。
Because Chinese doesn't feel that among the neck you need a tail.
还有他说什么呢
？And he said,
为什么外国人见面每个人握手呢？
Why is it for the West when they see people they shake hands?
越多人浪费时间越多。
Because the more people you waste the more time.
中国人最聪明。
The Chinese are very intelligent.
所以中国人一握手就自己握自己。
They use their hand to hold their hand.
握自己有两个好处。
And the good thing to hold your hand.
第一
，the first
节省时间。
Save time.
第二
，the second
有病自己传给自己。
You only have a contagious disease to yourself.
你看一个牧师跟一千个人握手，麻风病的有 SARS 也有。回去的牧师的手最肮脏的。
You know, for our pastor shaking with so many members of the church, that his hands most dirty.
所以林语堂说。
所以林语堂说。
一千个人来了。
1000 people come.
就完了。
You just put a hand and that's it.
有病自己负责传给自己就好。
When a disease, you pass your own self on it.
这两条我是很赞成。
I agree with this.
但这个领带不是一个尾巴。
But this is not a tail.
传道人讲道，有时候冷气太冷，用领带是比较不容易伤风，是好的。
Sometimes with an air conditioner, put on this, you're not quite cold either.
但是
，But then,
你对西方人讲道
，To the Westerners,
你可以用西方人衣服。
You can put a coat.
你中国人讲道
，To the Chinese,
你要用中国人的衣服。
You might have Chinese.
你对乡下人传道
，To those of villages,
你用乡下人的衣服。
You use the clothing of the villages.
你在大经理、大老板面前，你不要穿那个很便宜的衣服讲道。
Among the managers, don't put cheap clothing.
他们说，你看这个人要来募捐了。
You say this one coming to ask for money.
所以你可以穿上他们一样贵的东西。
You can put the same thing with them.
免得产生其他的事情。
If not, they will think differently.
保罗是那个意思。
Paul with the meaning.
好，现在我把这些全部归纳起来。
So I make conclusion all this.
当争者不可让。
If something you have to fight, don't compromise.
当让者。
Something you need to compromise.
不可争。
Don't fight.
大家说一二三。
不可让。当让者不可争，
当争而不争。
If what you need to fight, you don't fight.
你一定出卖者。
You will be betrayer.
当让而不让。
When you need to be compromised, you don't compromise.
你一定制造仇敌。
Then you make enemies.
啊，这些都是很重要的话啊。
These are important statements.
你写下来做对联，放在你门上，每天看一次，对你一生充满智慧。
Just write down. Write down is a couplet.
我再讲一次啊，当争而不争。
When you need to fight, you don't fight.
你一定出卖真理。
You'll be betrayer of truth.
当让而不让。
When you need to compromise, don't compromise.
你一定增加仇敌。
You'll make enemy for themselves.
这个人生的智慧。
This is a wisdom of life.
那这个问题说，你说对，很好，我相信这个对，我赞成。
So you agree this good.
这世界上这种人太少了。
And but very few people of this kind.
应当让的，大家真的来脸红，面红耳赤。
Something you need to compromise, you fight.
应当让的，大家不要让，一直争；应当争的，大家让，结果的江山都送给人家。
But something you got to fight, you don't fight, you even betray your whole nation to others.
孙中山很伟大。
And this is 孙中山 is very great.
他最大的错误是什么
？But what is the greatest mistake that he had?
就是让袁世凯，让这一个呢，黎元洪等等的人坐上宝座。
He allowed this 袁世凯 to be emperor.
为什么呢
？Why?
因为这是错误的。
It's wrong.
他不应当让。
He doesn't make. He doesn't make compromise.
当争要争。当让要让
When you need to fight, you got to fight
争不当争的像小孩子
If you don't fight something, it's not worthy of fighting you're like
a child 让不当让的就像汉奸
So if you compromise something, you shouldn't compromise, you're betraying your nation
这是很可怕的
It's terrible
那么在信仰上怎么样呢
So upon your truth, what are you going to do?
这个很坚强的保罗
You must have Paul is very firm
守原则守纪律不妥协的保罗
The one who keeps the principle doesn't compromise to have a discipline
突然讲一句话呢
Suddenly he says
让他吧
Let him go.
这种人要吃什么
？Whatever you want.
那种人吃什么
？Let him eat.
不必争
，Do not fight.
不必闹
，Do not.
不必禁止
，Do not.
接纳他们
，Accept them.
为什么保罗变成这样的人呢
？Why Paul changed the people?
是不是写罗马书他老了悔改了
？You see, he's too old now.
个性改变了，老人喝老茶干。
You know, when an old, you're very harmonious, got an old tea or something, got a sweet.
那么法国人就叫你老酒甜。
And also the friends say that old wine also sweeter.
所以如果你戴手表，哇，你戴什么最新的手表？
有的
几年的2003。
The newest watch 2003。
在法国你喝酒喝多少年？2003的傻瓜了。
So when the friends you don't take the new wine.
你喝200年的酒。
200 years old wine.
如果在东方啊。
In the Oriental.
100就加一个零变成1000。
100 years, they'll put one more zero there.
他们受基督教影响，绝对诚实。
So, but they're influenced by Christianity. They're absolutely honest.
什么时候放在地库里面
？When do they put the cellar?
150年拿出来。
150 years later, they took it out.
记下是几年几月几日放进去，几年几月拿出来。
They make a record which year they put it down, which year they take it out.
钱是可以赚的。
You can make money.
但是要照来。
But you must be honest.
不可以随便加一个零钱一个零。
Do not just put one more zero or less one zero.
只要赚钱，这都是小人。
Only when you make money, this kind of people are mean.
那么老人干，老茶干，老人喝。
And the old are more harmonious, the old tea are sweeter.
老酒比较香，比较甜。
And this old wine is more fragrant.
老酒比较纯。
And also more smooth.
会不会保罗年老了，现在开始变成，哎呀，不要紧啦。
Was it because Paul is getting older and that's why he made compromises?
很多做父亲的。
A lot of fathers.
孩子刚生出来。
When the child is just born.
叫我怎么叫他
He will plan how to teach the child.
怎么管他
How to discipline.
怎么严格
And how strict.
严父慈母。
You say, I'm a strict father, but with a merciful mother.
第一次做爸爸。
The first time when you become father.
紧张得不得了。
So tense.
严格得不得了。
So strict.
因为什么呢
Why?
没经验吗
You don't experience.
或者生了十二个以后呢
well, After you have 12.
啊随便啦。
Never mind. Just
like 他要读书不要读书不要紧啦。
Whether you study or not, never mind.
现在我反正老了管不了这么多。
Since I'm old, I cannot care so much.
让他就好了。
Let him go.
会不会有这个现象
Would that phenomenon happen here?
有人说
Some say,
第一个孩子流鼻血
And the first child when they have the blood
紧张到一个地
方 Nose, like,
一直流下来全身没有血怎么办
without there's oozing out of nose without blood now
查字典
So you check for the dictionary
找医书
And find the medical book
打电话
And call the
叫隔壁的人三更半夜叫他醒
问 And ask the neighbor to come
意见
ask, What's your opinion?、
啊、打电话到处问我的孩子流鼻血怎么办
Now what happened? I have a blood coming from the nose of my child What happened to?
Bleeding
到
了第五个孩子
When it comes to fifth child
流鼻血的时候
When the nose is bleeding
要不要查字典
I'm going to check the dictionary
要不要打电话
Make a call
要不要快快开汽车到医生那里去
Oh, rush the hospital
第五个孩子流鼻血的时候
When the fifth child had this nose bleeding
你做什么
What happened
流鼻血
When the nose bleeding
我告诉你第三是新的、啊、
I tell you the couple is new one new couple
你要流到外面去流啊 弄脏进来我打死你哦
Don't make it dirty now
那个人会变的、哦、
The man changed、
啊、孩子有一点坏管得很严格
So you discipline your child when they're slightly out
等到做祖父的时候
When you got a grandfather
严格不严格啊
哎
我的孙呐、
啊、Oh, this is my grandchild.
你比天使更可爱，可惜少了两个翅膀罢了。
You're better than an angel, unless only that without two wings.
什么错都不要打。
No matter what wrong.
你说保罗会不会年老变成这样的人
？Would he be poor because old? That's why he turned to this kind of character. No.
所以今天有个总原则要告诉你。
Today there's a principle to tell you.
就是什么是绝对的
？What is absolute?
什么是相对
？What is that? Relative?
大家说一二三。
什么是绝对的？什么是相对的？
相对的是相对的。
What is relative is relative.
相对的不是绝对的。
What is relative will not be absolute.
绝对的是绝对的。
What is absolute is absolute.
绝对的不是相对的。
What is absolute is not relative.
相对跟绝对是有分别的。
And relative and the absolute there's a difference.
相对跟绝对的分别。
The difference between relative and absolute
是一个绝对的分别
It's an absolute difference
所以呢绝对不可以把绝对变成相对也绝对不可以把相对当作绝对
Absolutely you cannot put the absolute as relative and relative as absolute
We should absolutely keep this general principle
我们绝对要遵守这个分析的原则
绝对跟相对一混乱
When you confuse the relative and the absolute
你做人就前后不一致了
Then you only consistent when you behave.
绝对跟相对不分开。
If you don't make 那个 distinction between absolute and relative,
做什么事就乱成一团了。
So whatever you do, you'll be in confusion.
绝对跟相对混杂起来。
When you confuse absolute and relative,
你就没有办法自圆其说了。
Then you cannot make yourself a good argument.
你没有办法来替自己辩护。
You cannot defend yourself.
因为你乱。
Because you're confused.
所以我们心里面应当有一个很正确的判断
So we must have a very clear judgment in the heart
什么东西是绝对
What things are absolute
我就要用绝对精神去处理它
With the absolute spirit I will deal with it
什么东西是相对
What is relative
我就用相对的精神去用
I use the relative spirit to deal with it
所以这件事情
This thing
在第二第三节出现的时候
When it appears in the second and third
保罗就在这里其实教导我们接纳人是在相对范围里面的不是在绝对范围。
Paul is here teaching that only in a relative realm would accept people, not in absolute realm.
为什么从耶路撒冷人的人来了
？Why is the people from Jerusalem came？
他们说呢，法利赛人
，Is it that these are Pharisees？
曾经受过隔离
，They have been circumcised。
所以呢，你们这些人
，So you people，
现在信耶稣
，Now you believe in Jesus，
还要一样的照样要受隔离。
In the same way, you must be circumcised。
所以你不会得救。
If not, you'll be saved.
他们坚持那个理论的时候
When they insist of that,
保罗是绝对反对他们
Paul absolutely opposed them.
为什么保罗不接纳他
Why is Paul never accept them?
因为有关得救需要不需要在受隔离是绝对的范围不是相对的范围
Because upon salvation, whether you need to be circumcised or not is in the realm of absoluteness.
如果外邦人信主
If for the Gentiles to believe in Jesus,
还要受隔离才可以得救的。
And still they need to be circumcised before they could be saved.
这个问题就把整个基督教最重要的教义把它抹杀了。
Then the most important teaching of this Christianity have been eradicated now.
什么教义呢？
What teaching is that?
也就是呢，耶稣的宝血到底拯救人、赦免人能力已经完全了没有？
That is the blood of Jesus Christ for it to save people. Is it complete by itself?
如果这个已经成全了，
if this is complete by itself,
还需要再教家长受隔离才会得救的话，
do we need to add circumcision before it could be saved?
那么这个完全就不是真正的完全。
Then this completeness is not real completeness.
人家说的我得救是因为耶稣宝血洗净我，加上我受隔离流一点血，两种血使我得救。
And people will say that I, because Christ Jesus saved me, that is complete, but yet I need to be circumcised and also shed some blood.
那一天保罗如果不争，
that day if Paul doesn't fight,
到今天没有纯粹的福音信仰。
Today we don't have pure gospel and faith.
所以上帝的灵感动保罗与他们争。
So God's Spirit touched the heart of Paul, that's why Paul fought with them.
以后又感动犹大写犹大书的时候怎么讲呢？
And also touched the heart of Judah when he wrote the book of Jude, he said,
要为一次交付圣徒的真道
竭
力争辩。
And also fight and debate for the faith which once given to the church.
既然你说唐牧师，为什么你对灵恩派的人常常批评，不能容忍？
And today you want to ask Stephen Tong, why is that you cannot compromise and tolerate with those charismatics?
里面的动机是错的。
Then the motive is right.
许多的牧师走灵恩派的道路，因为他以为这样才能教会复兴。
Because these people they go charismatic way, they thought this only brings.
主啊，我好好传道，传了几十年都没有教会进步。
You say I preach the gospel for decades, I cannot bring.
好了，我不必再好好传了。
I'm not going to preach well now.
传道反正不重要。
Now it's not important to preach.
谁来讲？只要人会多。
Whoever comes to preach, as long as they bring a crowd,
只要有灵恩，教会就有进步。
As long as there's a charisma, the church will grow.
人一多，奉献就增加。
When there are more in the congregation, the offering also increase.
那么我就教会成功了嘛？
Then I'm successful.
这叫 market oriented church.
这是这个市场导向的这个教会，
走向市场经济的这些。
Is consumerism.
那么你问他说，这些灵恩派讲，上帝告诉我什么意思呢？
You say that when these people in the congregation say that God spoke to me, what are you saying?
因为他领受启示。
Because they receive revelation.
啊，这句话危险的。
And this is dangerous.
如果领受新的启示，
if they receive new revelation,
给人很新鲜的感受，
and with a fresh feeling,
给人佩服你像保罗一样，
so you admire them like Paul,
像彼得一样，
like Peter,
像第一代的使徒们领受启示，
like the leaders of the first generation that received revelation.
你无意中你已经牺牲了另外一件事。
So subconsciously you betray one thing.
这本圣经的启示是不完全，所以需要有新的启示。
Which means this Bible's revelation is not complete, and that's why you need new revelations.
无形中你否定了从耶稣基督到新启示来以前，这些人所因圣经得救的都是不完全的真理。
Subconsciously, you are saying that since the come of Christ Jesus until this new revelation comes, this will accept the incomplete revelation.
这不是在相对的范围。
This is not in the realm of reality.
这已经进到绝对的范围。
It entered into the realm of absolute.
为什么呢？
Why?
妨碍救恩启示神真理绝对完整性。
Because it hinders the absolute completion of salvation and revelation.
所以我一定要争。
So I must fight.
我一定要批判。
I must critique.
我不是不明事理的。
It is not because I'm unreasonable.
我不是不研究神的话。
Not that I don't study the Bible.
我更不是随便解经的。
Not that I simply expound the Bible.
你们听我讲到这四年。
This 4 years when you listen to me.
一百多次。
More than 100 times.
从第一篇到今天，你找出有哪一句话跟哪一句话是真正冲突的？你告诉我。
From the first chapter until now, which statement that I say that contradict itself? Tell me.
一个人讲到口才好，用一些故事、比喻、经历一讲，头头是道，大家听了，哇，非常佩服，不难。
If a person were to preach with all the eloquence, everybody like to listen. It's not something great.
特别是从小就有演讲才干的人。做这种是不难的。
Especially for those since young, they have eloquence, easy for them to preach, and also people accept them.
但是更困难的是什么？
But more difficult is that
你把最精细的跟最大的都串联在一起，完整的了解，全部的发挥，从头到尾贯彻始终，没有改变的立场，这个很难。
and the position that you choose, that the more minute teaching and the great teachings, they can come in harmony and integrated, and that's difficult.
柏拉图说
，Plato said，
如果有一个人
，if a person
能够以大的为大，以小的有小，明白大，明白小，又把大的跟小的，小的跟大的，小跟大跟万物全部串联在一起，我一生一世跟在这个人后面做他的学生到死。
Him what is great as great, what is minute as minute, and put together what is great and minute together without any contradicting. For my whole life, I follow him as his disciples.
人类历史没有第二个人讲这句话。
From the human history, nobody has spoken this.
所以他看到的是 integrated.
So he see integration.
Perfect.
完美。
Comprehensive.
能够全过全过性的。
Understanding of the total truth.
就是整个真理能够完全去了解的，
这很困难的。
This difficult。
那我盼望我做一个这样的传道人。
I hope that I become this official。
所以当我全盘研究
，So when I study the totality，
我精细分析以后
，And very in detail and analyze，
我不是随便批判。
I'm not simply offer my critique。
很多人呢，有唐牧师爱批评，爱骂人，所以这个人唐牧师脾气不好。
A lot of people say that he is a bad temper, he criticizes everybody.
其实他这样讲是他爱骂人，脾气不好，批评我，不是我，是他。
Actually, he is the one who likes to criticize because he criticizes you.
因为他对我没有研究，但是我对我批判的事情是真正深入研究。
Because he doesn't understand me, but the thing I'm offer critique, I truly understand.
你越久听我，你越明白我在讲的是什么。
The more you listen to me, the more you understand what I'm saying.
我们继续讲下去。
Continually.
这样的保罗就在这里把另外一面的重要告诉我们。
So then Paul tell another face of truth.
绝对的是
真。What is absolutely on the fight?
相对的是让。
What is relative on the compromise?
大家说一二三，绝对的是真，相对的是让。那么唐牧师
，Now Reverend Tong，
那当让。当真，那个当怎么定的
？To fight and to compromise, how will you fix that?
我再说，
黄老三，
绝对的是要争，相对的是当然。
Thing with absolute fight, thing with relative compromise.
这你再问他，
黄老三，
什么是绝对的
？What is absolute?
什么是相对
？What is relative?
啊，这个是最好的问题。
And this is a good question.
什么是绝对的
？What is absolute?
什么是相对
？What is relative?
圣经说
，The Bible says，
你们要守圣餐。
You must keep the Holy Communion。
有的人就用五教饼。
Some use the this unleavened bread。
啊，就 bread
and unleavened
without leaven 啊。那么有的用有教饼。
And some use unleavened。
那么到底哪个对
？Which is right？
啊，你们卫理公会的用有教饼和无教饼，两种都有。广牧师，你的无教饼。那么
unleavened，
有的教会用无酵饼
，some church use unleavened biscuit，
有的用这个葡萄酒
，some use the grape wine，
有的用葡萄汁
，some use grape juice，
有的用葡萄味道的水
，some use this water with grape smell of，
有一点像葡萄
，aroma
是香料做出来的
，but with the aroma，
那哎怎么办呢？
那 what are going to do？
有的人说我们要符合圣经。
真 ，Some say they want to fight because they want to go according to the Bible.
凡是有教的都是外邦人。
That with this leaven also they are belong to Gentiles.
还有另外一个例子。
Another example.
圣经说女人要蒙发，蒙头。
And the Bible say that the lady must cover the head.
所以有的教会呢就给每一个女孩子，你祷告，你听到就盖一块布。
Some give to the woman cover when they listen to the gospel.
后来外邦人看奇怪，这些女人跟男人不一样，头上加一块台布做什么的
？And so this people say, how come it's different? Because as a Christian, how can they put a clothing?
后来为了不太显露，就变成一块黑布。
And later on they put a black one.
后来呢，黑布还不方便。
The black one is not good enough.
用黑网。
And also the
因为圣经是女人要蒙头嘛。
Because the Bible says woman must cover your head. The Bible teaches
蒙头。
Head,
一定要做
，You must do
圣经的教训
，The Bible's teaching。
既然教训
，Since the teaching，
一定要做
，You must do。
有人教会是不，
Some、
为什么不能？
No,
因为保罗只有对哥林多教会讲，没有对以弗所、加拉太、腓立比其他的教会讲。
Because this Paul only teaches the church of Corinth, not the Ephesians and other churches。
所以如果要蒙头，到哥林多去才蒙。
So even the cowboy have go to the Corinth, then you.
后来有人查出来了
，But people have found out that
为什么在哥林多的教会要蒙头？
Why in the church of Corinth they want to cover the head?
你们那边的好的女人都是把头蒙起来。
Because at that place, good woman covered her head.
那么那些比较时髦、比较野、比较淫乱、放纵习惯的人，他们都不蒙头。
And those who are loose in the society, they do not cover their head.
所以保罗说，你们要蒙头。
That's why Paul said you must cover your head.
给人认出你们是好女人。
So that you can be make up as a good woman.
但是又有句话，这是为了顺服的权柄的缘故。
But then there's still a statement that says for the sake of obedience.
所以有一些基督徒呢
，So some Christians.
他就从某一节圣经找，这是绝对的，那是相对。
So they find from certain statement that says that this is absolute, this is relative.
那么还有一些人说，我们一定要说方言。
And for some they say we must speak in tongues.
你不说方言就没有圣灵。
If you don't speak in tongues, you don't have the Holy Spirit.
你不能讲方言就没有得救。
You cannot speak in tongues, then you're not saved.
传道人讲行神迹。
And also you must perform miracles.
如果你不能行神迹，就没有上帝的呼召。
You cannot perform miracles, then you don't have the calling of God.
能行神迹才是上帝的呼召。
Only when you can perform miracles, you are servant of God.
那么就讲一些很重的话。
And with statement with a stone.
把那些不是绝对的讲成绝对的。
So the thing with that absolute must be absolutized.
把绝对的讲成变成相对。
So something relative, you preach it with absolute spirit.
大概八天以前。
About 8 days ago,
在新加坡有一个印尼的牧师借室内体育馆对6000的人布道。
In Singapore, there was an Indonesian pastor with an indoor stadium that preached 6,000 people.
那么新加坡有1-2万个印尼人住在那边。
And in Singapore, about 10 to 12,000 of Indonesians were there.
10 or 20,000
Indonesians were there.
所以呢，有一些人就去听到。
So some went.
他说什么呢
？They say,
他说上帝给人的应许。
God's promise is
有四个
，four
四个应许啊
，four promises.
第一
，the first
长寿
，good longevity.
第二
，the second
健康
，health.
第三
，the third
平安
，peace.
第四
，the fourth
发财
，and to make money.
好不好啊
？Isn't it good?
好不好啊？你要不要啊？
啊！
如果早知道我就信耶稣很久了。
If I know it, I will believe in Christians.
现在又胖又肥又白。
So that I will farm,
looking, 又不病又长寿
I won't get ill, I will longevity.
又发财
I am wealthy.
不怕老的时候没有钱用
So when I'm old, I have money to spend.
谁不要这样的宗教
Everybody likes a religion.
圣经真的应许这些吗
Does the Bible promise all this?
你要找圣经支持这四个事有没有啊
Do you want to find support from the Bible of this?
有
Yes,
一定有的
Yes.
但我问你
I'm asking.
上帝应许人可以长寿
God promised that men have longevity.
那么为什么斯蒂凡早被打死
？Why the Stephen was stoned to death early？
为什么耶稣34岁被钉死
？Jesus Christ was crucified at the age of 33 and a half。
所以如果把这个跟那个再比较，你知道到底原则是什么
？You want to compare this and that? You want to find what's the principle？
是不是每一个人长寿
？Is everybody have long life？
上帝给每一个人都很健康。
Does God promise everybody's health?
为什么保罗说我身上有一根刺
？Why does Paul say I have a thorn in me?
主啊，我有刺了。
Lord, I have a thorn.
主说，砰，就拔掉了。
The God took it away.
上帝说，你不必再祷告了。
God said, don't have to pray.
因为我的恩典够你用。
Because my grace sufficient for you.
所以上帝许可他身上有刺，很可能是疾病在他身上。
So God allowed that he got thorn, maybe a illness in Paul.
上帝应许人有平安。
God have promised us peace.
是什么平安
？What kind of peace?
是平安无事的平安。
Peace without any trouble.
为什么十二个门徒
？Why the two other 12 apostles?
约翰差一点被放在油里面煎，像油炸鬼一样。
John was nearly fried in the oil.
后来一个人他太老了，不必把他煎。
Later there was someone said he was too old.
送到巴摩海岛去。
And also exiled to Patmos.
把他充军。
So that he was sent to Patmos.
把他流放。
It will exile them.
就这样可以了。
That's it.
另外一个犹大自杀。
And the Judas committed suicide.
其他十个门徒。
And all the other 10 apostles.
加上这一个保罗。
And Paul.
是十一个人。
11.
一个一个被杀而死。
One by one they were killed.
上帝真的赐人平安吗？
Does God give peace? Yes.
耶稣说：“我赐下的平安。”
Christ says the peace I give.
不像世人所。
Not like the world.
不是平安无事、无痒无痛、不给蚊子咬那种平安。
Not peace, not a peace without trouble, not to be stung by the mosquitoes.
你们安稳至死见上帝不动摇那个平安。
But that kind of real rest in God, so they will not be shaken.
上帝真的给人发财。
Does God really make you wealthy?
贫穷是咒诅，信主的一定发财。
If you're poor, you're cursed. If you believe in Christ, you say you are wealthy.
那为什么耶稣说那个财主下地狱？ 拉撒路上天堂。
And why is that rich man that went to the Hades and also the poor, the beggars who go to be in the bosom of Abraham?
当每一个人呢
，when everyone
自己片段摘录圣经，产生绝对化的教义的时候
，they just pick up a certain passage and absolute type become a doctrine.
一定有某一节的圣经再把它相对回来。
Surely there'll be another verse where relativize what he says.
那些没有好好研究圣经的，就容易受骗。
So those who study doesn't study the Bible well will be cheated.
所以有人用圣经骗你做某一种信仰的基督徒。
So there are people who use the Bible to cheat you to become a certain kind of Christian.
但是明明规定圣经讲的有的有章有节，有字有句，是证据清楚的。
But of course they say that they can quote from the Bible verses.
但是圣经要从总原则去明白，不是从咬文嚼字，这里抓一节，那里摘录一节，就自作文章。
But the Bible should be understood with the total principle, not to put on certain only passages.
绝对的
，absolute，
与相对的
，and relative，
一定要分开。
Absolutely must discern that.
绝对的不可把它相对化。
What which is absolute should not be relativized.
相对的不可把它绝对化。
What which is relative should not be absolutized.
如果你把相对的绝对化
，if what is a relative become absolutized，
你会把弟兄变成仇敌。
You will turn your brothers to enemies.
把绝对的相对化
，if relativize what is absolute，
你会把仇敌变成弟兄。
You will turn your enemies to brothers.
你说仇敌变成弟兄不是很伟大吗
？You say for enemies to be turned to brother isn't that great?
因为他本来不是弟兄。
But because he is not originally a brother.
你是让上帝福音的仇敌进到教会来搅乱上帝的家。
But you allow the enemy of the gospel of God come to the church to confuse the church.
我今天要结束到绝对相对必须分化。
So I want to make a discernment of absoluteness and relativeness.
那么你才懂得什么叫争。什么要让
？Then you will know what you need to fight, what you need to compromise.
当我们讲的 tolerance 容忍的道理的时候
，So when I talk about teaching of tolerance,
我们要保持心怀宽大
，We must have a wide, broad heart.
脚步窄小
，But then our path must be narrow.
大家说，心怀宽大，脚步窄小。你说圣经有这个话吗
？Did the Bible say that?
隐藏着这个话。
Yes, hidden with this statement.
在哪里
？Where?
在诗篇一百十九篇。
In that is Psalm 119.
当你打开我的心的时候
，When you open my heart，
我就往你的命令的道上直跑，不偏不倚，在的。
I run straight to your ordained path.
我很敏感这样的话语。
I'm very sensitive of this kind of statement.
心越宽
，The broader our heart，
脚越窄
，Then our way is narrow.
我直走主的路。
I walk on your way.
但我宽容与我不同看法的。
But then my heart is broadened to accept those people who are different from me.
在某一些事情上。
Upon other things,
我一定要让
I must compromise.
在某一些事情上
Upon something,
我一定要争
I must fight.
因为绝对的不是相对的
But what's absolute
相对的不是绝对
What's relative is not absolute.
你把这个道理消化以后
When you digest all this
你回头看
When you turn back
无论夫妻
No matter husband,
父子
Whether father and son
师生
Whether it's a teacher
朋友
Students, friends
常常争得面红耳赤的都是芝麻绿豆小事情
Many times that we fight very hard are very small and minor things.
更重要的就把它放掉。
And things which are very important we let go.
耶稣说
，Jesus said,
你们这样做有灾祸了。
Woe upon you, you disciples.
你说耶稣哪里有讲过
？What did Jesus say?
耶稣说什么
？What did Jesus say?
因为你把猛虫把它滤出来。
Because to this worm you want to sieve it out.
骆驼把它吞下。
But you swallow the camels.
这么大的吞得下去。
You can swallow camels.
那么小的把它过滤。
A small worm you want to sieve it out.
所以你弟兄一点毛病你挑剔的不得了。
A small weakness of brothers you are so pricky.
但魔鬼最大的骗局你整个吞下去。
But the biggest trap of this is Satan want to swallow it.
求主可怜我。
My God, must not.
我告诉你，你们每一堂听的东西。
Every sermon that you heard.
都隐藏着很深的智慧。
It includes a lot of profound wisdom.
甚至我相信。
Even I believe.
是你买几十本解经，罗马书的解经书不一定看得到。
You write tens of copies.Exposition on Roman, you cannot read that.
所以当这些话刺激你
，So when this thing stimulate you,
光照你
，enlighten you,
启发你的时候
，stimulate you,
你要谨慎去遵行。
You must be careful and do likewise.
愿上帝赐福我们。
May God bless us.
我们今天讲到这里。
We want to stop here tonight.
下个礼拜
，Next week,
我要讲绝对信仰的内容。
I want to talk about the content of absolute faith.
相对的，这个与信仰绝对原则无关的一些生活的问题。
And also some of these things regarding life, which is not the absolute in terms of faith.
我们低头祷告。
So bow and pray.